Our children love to hear the weasel story, mostly. My wife's father, whom our children call Papa, grew up in rural Virginia in the 1920s, and he went rabbit hunting as a boy. One day he walked over to pick up a rabbit he had shot, and an enterprising weasel, which saw an opportunity with that felled rabbit, went after the rabbit too. The weasel bit Papa on the finger, drawing blood and leaving a scar. When our three children were quite young, they would ask their grandfather to tell the weasel story. Papa would quickly oblige. Then they asked to see the scar on his finger. Our children were intrigued by the adventure of it all, but fearful of the dreaded weasel, too. It was much like Shakespeare's verse about a lover's pinch. It hurt, but it was much desired. This wonderful weasel story has had a greater value over the years. My wife, an only child, was devoted to her father. 12 years after his death, she still mourns his loss. We all do. Conversations about him are still tinged with grief and often cause a tear to be shed. But humor, brought out in old stories about what her dad did and what he said, brings us in through the side door of the life of this wonderful man and avoids much of the sadness. We tell the old stories and laugh again, and this special human being is closer to us for a while. Years ago, a friend of mine told a story about when his dad took him back to the old farm where he'd grown up. My friend was 12 at the time. His dad excitedly jumped from the car and started spouting out information about the farm. Here is where the old well house was. Here is where the tobacco barn was, and on and on. My friend said, "But Daddy, none of those buildings are here now. They've all been torn down." His father replied, "Everything that matters is still here." When a loved one is gone, I have found family stories help individuals cope and move forward, just like the weasel story helps our family. Members enter through the side door of humor and not the front door of grief, and what matters most of all about that loved one is there for a while. It is as if the loved one is leading the family safely to the other side of grief. But humor in these stories have an even greater value in the holiday season. The holiday season is about remembering, going back to a sweeter time. Our mind's eye strips away the memory of gifts and things and focuses intently on the ones we love, the true essence of the season. These stories, whether they are of that season or not, richly enhance our memories of these dear ones who came before us. In this high season of our different faiths, they also help us to focus on the things that unite us rather than those things that divide us. For a while, our sight lines on the God of us all are closer, and the heavens and the smiles of our loved ones in heaven shine a little brighter. This year's end, let's keep our eyes on the smiles and memories, God's special spice for the feast of the season.